This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. In an early morning vote, Colorado Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted to pass a $95 billion national security package. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The bill provides military aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Bennett, who's been pushing for additional Ukraine aid for months, stayed for the final 70-29 vote to be gaveled in after the overnight session. He says the Senate sent a message to the world. America stands with Ukraine. He urged the House to pass the bill immediately, but Speaker Mike Johnson criticized the bill for not including border security. That provision was taken out after Johnson and House Republicans complained it didn't go far enough. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado's public defender's office was closed Monday after a cyber attack blocked employees from accessing the office's files. CPR's Haley Sanchez.
A cyber attack on the office of the Colorado State Public Defender has forced the office to shut down. The Denver Post reviewed internal emails and reports the outages statewide. A spokesperson with the office confirmed the breach, saying that, quote, some data within our computer system was encrypted by malware. It's unclear how long the office will be non-operational, but this cyber attack does not pose a risk to the rest of the state's court system. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
The Bureau of Land Management has a new plan for a huge part of eastern Colorado, 650,000 acres, mostly along the Arkansas River. The BLM is removing some oil and gas leases from some areas. A speed skier from Durango is joining the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame. Ross Anderson set a record in 2006 that has not been broken, skiing more than 154 miles per hour down a mountain in France during a Speed World Cup. The fastest American on skis will also be the first full-blooded Native American in the Hall of Fame when he's inducted next month. This is CPR News and KRCC.